could you expand upon the causes necessary to enter the stream? Is it simply a question of amassing these causes and the experience of the eventual fruit? Or does the practitioner also need to, quote-unquote, get in shape like an athlete preparing for an event who must be in top form? If the latter simile applies, does the yogi need to give it his all, or does he merely need to just hang in there long enough for the cause to bear fruit with just the right amount of dynamic tension? Well, sort of all of the above. And none of the above, in the sense that there does need to be these causes, or is the spoke the other day of the four factors of stream entry. There's also a discourse where the Buddha speaks of the path of what's the path of stream entry, or factors. Another sort of take on the factors of stream entry, and it's just sort of eightfold path, right view, right. It's just is a reiteration of the path, so that there's many factors that need to be come into balance. But it does take. It's not just a passive accumulating of the right amount, so that one finally tips the scales, but it's like a discerning application of those causes. It's like if you're like splitting wood with an axe, and you bring the axe up, and you've got a stump of wood, and you want to split it for firewood, and you hit that stump, and then you get up, and then you hit it again in another spot, and then you hit it again in another spot, and you hit it again over there, and then you hit it again over. I mean, you're sort of, you got the pieces in, you've got the stump, and you got the axe, and you got the person, but it's sort of not quite hitting in the right spot. So it's also having that and then being able to hit that in the right spot, and then it'll split. So that practice is like that, where there's these factors that we bring together, but we also have to attend closely to that right application of the investigation and application of discernment, so that it does sort of crack the nut, so to speak.